got a special guest in the studio along with Maxine's in, because it must be Thursday. Morning,
of course,
Max. How are you?
Morning. Fine, are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've got Nick Rogers from Prospect Mortgage Services. Morning, Nick.
Good morning, Ian.
You were looking cool, calm and collected just now. Now you look a little bit terrified. You're all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good, thank you.
Good. It's nice to meet you. And we now want to get mortgage advice. And I know that you're the man that can. And I know you've got a fantastic event that's coming up in the next couple of months, just up the road at Medina. We'll come to that in a mo, but mortgages have changed dramatically in the last few years.
They have. Yes, they have.
So when you're now giving advice, I would imagine have you got different protocols, different lists to tick off and so on and so forth?
We do. We have to spend an awful lot more time with the customers, just understanding what it is they want. But also now that a lot of focus is given to their background, their expenses, what their sort of expenditure habits are. And that has an impact as to what they can do moving forward.
So has it been made harder, or is it just that you've got to pass more checks now?
Yeah, I mean, the checks are still there. Numerically, they're the same, but they are slightly different. Whereas before, a lender would take someone's income, say 20 grand, 30 grand a year, and they'd multiply it up, say, by four or five times. Now what they do is look at all the other commitments in the background, and they've got their own idea as to how much a family perhaps might spend each month, and they use their calculations as to what people can borrow. So it's not as easy to predict people's borrowing power.
So at the end of the day nowadays, it's a case of, right, we're going to let you borrow the amount that you can actually pay back. And that, to me, I feel more comfortable with that.
It's much more common sense, isn't it?
It is, because you know that you're not going to get into serious trouble.
Absolutely. No, it is. It is a much safer way of lending.
Now, you're working with an awful lot of local people, on the local groups of on the island. So do you want to tell us who you're working with and how it all works?
Well, we are totally independent. So we're not tied to any particular lenders, we're not tied to any introducers, such as your normal sort of estate agency type based mortgage advisors. The way we work is we've got good relationships with a number of leading estate agents on the island, and we work closely with them. But as we have with other developers on the island, and we're also Help to Buy approved partners for the island for the Help to Buy schemes. So in that sense, we're talking to a lot of different types of people. But the way we work is, as an independent broker, we find the best deal for customers. So, and then after that, we've got a small team who help us to look after them.
Okay, and you're all based locally?
Yeah, we've got an office based in Ryde. We can offer, on some occasions, we'll do home appointments, but largely most of the appointments we conduct are in our office throughout the working week, or we do a few evenings. Or potentially we could use some of the estate agency offices to see people as well.
I mean, it sounds so much nicer to be able to, you know, instead of phoning the switchboard and getting, to pop in and sit down face to face and be open and honest about it. Because I just think there's a sense of trust, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'd much rather go with a local company that you can actually say, hey, look, this is what I earn, this is what I'm getting, this is how can you help me? And you put the cards on the table, and then we don't have to keep phoning and press number two if you want this, and so on. And it gets so frustrating. So I would imagine you take the frustrations out of it.
We try. We try to make it stressful. I mean, it's never, you know, a mortgage is stressful. I think they say moving house is something like the third most stressful event in your life. Yeah, and it can be really stressy. But we try and take a lot of that out by communicating with everyone. So we can communicate, obviously, with the customer, which is massive, because that takes a lot of pressure out of their lives. But also we do a lot of the legwork, like talk to estate agents for them, or solicitors and buyers. You know, we just try and keep everyone informed.
Okay, so what's the plan now? Just say, for instance, I've gone and had a look at a house. I like the look of it. I'm going to make an offer.
Yep.
What's the next stage we have to do?
Well, hopefully prior to the offer, just establish what your borrowing power is if you need the mortgage. But once you get to that point, you make your offer, come back to us, and we'll complete all your paperwork with you. We'll sit down with you and show you on our computer systems exactly what the best deal is for you, explain why it's the best deal. You know, gone are the days, really, of just going direct to your bank, because that's one bank. You know, potentially, when you're sat down looking at mortgages, you might have 200 deals available to you that you know nothing about.
Sure.
And we'll choose that, explain it, and then help you get it all sorted.
Who decides your borrowing power?
The lender.
The lender?
Yeah. And every lender's slightly different. So you might be, I don't know, if you've got a small deposit, one lender might be much more generous than another lender. You know, so sometimes focusing just on the rate isn't the way forward. You've got to focus on what lender is best for you.
Okay, so we come to you.
Yep.
You then work out best lending deals and so on and so forth. Would you be in a position to tell us roughly what we can borrow?
Yeah, we could. Sometimes if someone wants to, we're trying to establish it during a meeting. You know, if we put aside an hour and a half, we can probably get covered off what someone's situation is, their borrowing power, what potentially could be a good deal on that particular moment. And so off they go, all informed, happy, knowing that they can borrow X, Y, or Z, and go make offers.
I mean, you're renting at the moment, aren't you?
Mm.
But at some point, I would imagine you're going to go and look down the avenue of buying again. How terrified would you be? How terrified would you have been before meeting Nick? Because he makes it sound so friendly,
open.
So, I mean, is that something you would look into now?
Well, possibly. I was going to ask Nick about the Help to Buy scheme just briefly. You mentioned it. I'm not too sure what that's all about.
Well, there's two types of Help to Buy scheme. The easiest one to cover off is what's called Help to Buy 2, where you buy any property on the market, not a new build that is, but any other property, with a 5% deposit. Pretty straightforward. What the government are doing in the background is giving the lenders some incentive to lend with such a small deposit. So they can insure themselves against the risk. So that's great. That's Help to Buy 2. Downside to Help to Buy 2, slightly higher interest rates due to the fact you're only putting down a small deposit.
Yeah.
But the most popular or the most in demand is Help to Buy 1, which is the new build. If a developer has registered their properties on the new build scheme, then theoretically, same scenario, you could walk up to a house, say for $150,000, put down a small deposit of 5%, call it $7,500. The government then put in what's called an equity loan of 20%. That's $30,000 in that case. So therefore, you're only hunting for a mortgage for £112,000. And you, on paper, have put down a 25% deposit.
That's really interesting, actually. And I had no idea about that.
Yeah, the advantage of such a big deposit means that at the moment, like as of this morning, I was doing figures for someone. I think the deal available was a two-year fixed, 1.89%. Monthly payment on that scenario was about £410 a month.
And there's no catch with this whatsoever, because it's...
No, it's no catch. There are some criteria things. You can't have other properties in the background, so you can't have, like, 10 buy-to-lets and then take advantage of such a scheme. But if it's your home and it's your only home, then, you know, providing you stack up income-wise and your credit history is good and, you know, right age, all that sort of stuff, then, yeah, it's a very open door.
Good prospect.
So very good. Mm. And the $30,000 that the government have lent as an equity share remains an equity stake in that particular property. So when you come to sell it, say, in, I don't know, 10 years' time, and it's gone up to $200,000, they've made some profit. But then so have you, because you've been on the ladder and you own more of the house. It's good all the way around.
What's the other? There's another scheme my wife was talking about the other day where you buy half the house. Shared ownership.
We do a lot of shared ownership. We work quite closely with Spectrum at the minute on the island, who are obviously leading with shared ownership properties. But it's a very good scheme. People trying to get on the ladder. Perhaps, you know, circumstances have affected where they can do. And it enables you to buy, say, from as little, I think it's as 35% of the property, up to 75%, depending on your situation. So again, 150,000 property, you could be looking at only needing to put down a very small deposit, because what you buy is that 35% share.
Now, knowing what the nature of the Isle of Wight is at the moment, people struggling aplenty, I would imagine that's quite a popular deal, isn't it?
It is good. It's supply and there's not enough properties out there. I know that some have been going up at Barrett's site in Newport, Pan Meadows, and I think they've got a few left up there, but there's very few. Mainly because on the island, where income sometimes isn't as good as it perhaps should be, it enables these people to get onto the ladder and actually feel like they're owning their property rather than just needlessly wasting their money in rent.
Do you know, it's good advice. You've got a trustworthy face as well, I'll give you that.
Do you play poker?
We've only just touched the surface, haven't we, when it comes down to it. We don't want to overcomplicate it, but we have only just touched the surface. And if you want to know more details, there's obviously details on your website.
Yeah.
You've got this event that's taking place at Medina... Is it Medina College?
It's at Medina Leisure Centre, 6th of December. And we're just doing a few hours open sort of session from 10 till 2:30 on that Saturday. And we've got a large number of people coming just to give advice. You know, advice on schemes that we've just touched on today, shared ownership, Help to Buy. We've got estate agents there with some promotions. They're offering advice. estate agents like Megan Bakers from Cowes, Wootton, Triggs, and a number of others that we work closely with. They're all great guys. We've got solicitors coming, surveyors are coming. We've got the developers such as Barrett's will be there, David Wilson, Mildren Homes doing that site in Gatcombe. We've got a few local developers as well. We've got the shared ownership people, Spectrum. And then we've got a few other companies coming just to give some other sort of advice, like White Cable, Lifeline. So we've got a large number. I think there's best part of 20 people coming to support the event and just give honest, free advice on the day. No sales attached, just helping people out.
Just free advice. Yep. And that's the point here. So if you were wondering about maybe, you know, you want to move out of where you are, you want to get on the property ladder, you know, don't go searching on the internet and so on and so forth. Go up there and sit down with someone face to face.
That's what we like.
And get the details.
It would be helpful. The idea is to give people the knowledge to what they can actually do, understand their options. You know, it's free to attend, there's loads of parking, it's a good venue.
Do we have to book a place, or you can just turn up?
Just turn up.
Okay, and that's between 10 and 2:30,
yep.
December the 6th. It's a Saturday.
It is.
And, we should be there anyway, but I want some advice, because obviously we're in the property, not in the property game, but we own a property and we were thinking about moving, and we want to know what our options are and so on and what we can afford. So
yeah.
You'll be able to tell us that.
We would, yeah. I mean, there's also some fantastic buy-to-let deals at the minute. So we've got a letting agents there as well to give other advice. So if people are looking to expand their portfolio, it's a good place to come, just get some up-to-date info.
Okay, and you've got a website in the meantime, which I've got in. I'm just testing you.
Okay.
So
no.
Go on.
It's www.prospectmortgage.co.uk.
Correct.
Correct.
You'd be surprised the amount of people
sitting there. Yeah.
just do it again.
www.prospectmortgage.co.uk.
And if you don't like the internet and don't want to look on the website, you can actually pop into Ryde because you've got office there.
Yep, give us a call. Phone number is 616666. But yeah, pop in, can always see us in Ryde. We've got a place in Haylands. And yeah, be welcome anytime.
Haylands. Whereabouts in Haylands is it?
We've got an office situated behind our home.
Right.
So it's not the easiest to find, but it's quite a large office where we can literally sit, have a cuppa, go through some good information.
Okay, brilliant. And you're going to come back again before the event and maybe we'll spend a bit more time talking about mortgages, but definitely on
pleasure.
The day.
Yeah, no problem.
December the 6th is the place to be. You've got to get yourself up to Medina Leisure Centre between 10 and 2:30. Nick, it's a privilege to talk to you. It really is. And
you have
got a likeable face.
Yeah.
Trustworthy. Would you trust him, Max, with your mortgage?
I would.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.